मौनौ व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्त्वं युवानम् वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रुत्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयादितरतश्चार्त्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम् तद्वः प्रसादयां यद्य ब्रह्मदैवं परं हि मे तद्धीत्यात्मकृतं मन्ये यत्स्वपुंभिरसत्कृताम् सनकादि ऋषिस् वन्स् वेण्ट् टु वैकुण्ठलोक बीङ्ग् मेन् आफ् विस्डम् अण्ड् तपस्या दे डिण्ट् expect anybody's approval to go anywhere. They are allowed to go anywhere. So when they went to Vaikuntha Loka, Dwarapalakas, Jaya and Vijaya, who were gatekeepers of Vaikuntha Loka, did not allow these rishis. Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, Sanat Kumara. Sanakadi rishis, we call them. So being insulted or being irritated, they gave shapa to both the Dwarapalakas that you people don't have the idea of oneness and you think that you are protecting the God. When God himself protects everyone, where is the question of you people protecting the God? And entire creation is inside the womb of the Lord. When entire creation is within him, where is the question of danger for him? So your fear or your idea of protecting the Lord is not according to the wisdom. Therefore, because of ignorance only, you get the idea of separateness, that you are different from God, that we are different from God. Like that, you have ignorance. Therefore, you are not eligible to live in this Vaikuntha Loka. So, we are giving you punishment for misbehaving with sadhus. What is that punishment? You won't live here, you will live in the lower regions wherein idea of fear and security is available. So, hearing the curse, Jaya and Vijaya prostrated to the sadhus, Sanakadi rishis, asking for pardon. What was the blessing they asked? Even though we are going to live in the lower regions, still bless us that we will never forget the Lord. In what way we are going to remember, that depends upon the Lord's wish. But we will never forget the Lord like that. Will you please bless us? So Sanakadi Rishi's anger was one moment anger. So immediately it disappeared. They blessed, okay, somehow or the other you will remember the Lord all the while and you will come back to serve him again. So hearing the commotion, Bhagavan came running. What is happening? Like an householder, when he hears a commotion outside his house, naturally the householder runs. So even though Bhagavan need not run, need not walk and come, still he walked and came and gave darshan to Sanakadi Rishis. Shukama Rishi says, why Bhagavan walked, you know, so that they can see him pleasantly. Because if suddenly he appears and disappears, means what? So darshan will end within short time. So if he comes, the Sanakadi Rishis can observe how he walks. What are all the beautiful portions of his body, like that they can observe. When Bhagavan appeared, Sanakadi Rishis glorified the Lord, and as a reply to their glorification, being pleased with the sadhus, Bhagavan told, O sages, I accept the validity of the curse given to my Dwarapalakas. They have misbehaved with you, therefore they deserve this punishment. And in fact, you should have given curse to me. I am their master. I should have taught them properly how to behave with sadhus. Since I did not teach them, I am also responsible for this. Therefore, tadhi atmakritam manye. I consider that I have done this insult or misbehavior towards you. Therefore, please forgive me. I cannot afford to live without the sadhu sangha. Bhagavan also says, without sadhus, I cannot also afford to live. Antagonizing sadhus, I cannot afford to live. Because they are the representatives, public relation officers. Even when I come to world as avatara and say, come to me, oh, worried people, please come to me. I will give you moksha, sarvadharman, parityaja, mamyekam, sharanam, vraja, please come to me. When I say, they come to me, how you know? They come to me with sword, with arrows to kill me. So they insult me, they persecute me. Some places they crucify me also. So they scold me. But when you people talk to the world, you nicely tell about my glory. I cannot tell my glory nicely. Avajananti mamuda. I scold them, I tell them straightly about my glory. They are getting angry. When you tell my glory, you tell nicely, to the world accepts it, slowly they come to me. So you are the public relation officer, so I cannot afford to antagonize you. So Bhagavan continues. Yasya amrita amalayasha shravanavagaha sadyav punati jagadashva pachad vikuntaha soham bhavadbhyaha upalabdha sutirtha kirtihi chindyansva bahumapi vahpratikula vrittim. Even the lowest of the low is purified when he is dipped in my glories. My glories got this purifying capacity because of sadhu sangha of the sadhus like you. That means you are singing my glories. That is the reason my glories get extraordinary sanctity of purifying even a dog eater. A dog eater is considered as a greatest sinner in our culture. Chandala, they call him. So because of his lifestyle, he has lowered himself to the extent of eating the dog meat. So no culture, no discipline, no values. Even that dog eater will be purified if he sings my glory. And my glories get this purifying sanctity because you sing my glory. When this is the truth, how can I accept the insult done to you? So, bahumapi pratikula vrittim chindya. I will destroy anyone who insults sadhus like you. Even if they are devatas. Bahu means hand. Devatas are called Bhagavan's hands. Through devatas only he does his work. Like we do our work through hands, through devatas Bhagavan does his universal maintenance work. So devatas are called bahus. So here Bhagavan says, even devatas who are protecting this world, who are like my hands, if they misbehave with you, I will destroy them also. This is one meaning. Another meaning, if I misbehave with you, and if the hands are responsible for this misbehavior, I will cut my own hand and I will do prayaschitta for that. See what a humility Bhagavan, what a devotion Bhagavan has towards the sadhus. Generally we hear sadhus are devoted to the Lord, but Bhagavan says here, I am devoted to sadhus. Bhagavan continues. Yat sevaya charana padma pavitra renum sadyakshata kilamalam pratilabdha shilam nasrihi viraktam abhimam vijahati yasya prekshalavartha itare niyaman vahanti. Bhagavan is not satisfied in glorifying the Sanakatis. He continues, viraktam abhimam shri na vijahati. Shri Devi always clings to me, even though I am utterly indifferent to her. And what type of Shri Devi she is? To get her kataksha, Lakshmi kataksha we call, to get favorable glance of Shri Devi, all human beings and all gods perform austerities. Devatas, all devatas and human beings perform austerities just to get her favorable glance. And that type of Sri Devi is always clinging to me, even though I don't bother about her. Such a Sri Devi is holding to my feet. Why you know? Why she holds my feet, you know? Because my feet are served by sadhus. By their service, my feet got that sanctifying nature. I have the power of purifying everyone. I have the power of destroying the sins of all once they come to my feet. How I got this power, do you know? I got this power because my feet derived holiness and has purifying capacity due to the service of the sadhus. Yesham bibharnyaham akhanda vikunda yoga maya vibhudihi amalangri rachakiritaihi vipramsuko na vishahet yadarhanambhah sadyah punati sahachandra lalamalokan. I am the Lord of the universe who has akhanda vikunda yoga maya vibhuti. Akhanda means anavachinna. Vikunda means apratihata. That means unlimited, unmatching excellences I have in the form of my yoga maya shakti. And I am the Lord whose pada jalam became Ganga. Sadyav punati sahachandra lalama loka. From my feet, some drop of waters fell. And world considered it as Ganga. Bhona pavana Ganga. Such a one, I am carrying the dust of the holy feet of the sadhus on my head. My feet is held by Sri Lakshmi. And my feet has the capacity to purify even the chandala. How I got this capacity? How my feet got this capacity? Because sadhus serve my feet. Because of their association with my feet got this capacity. Not only that, even the water which dropped from my feet became Bhuvana Pavana Ganga. And even though I have all these glories, that entire world surrenders to me. People sing and sing and sing, thousands of years sing, and all the devatas without any question obey me, and I have the power of yoga maya, which is unmatching one and unlimited one. Such a powerful person, glorious person, I am the Lord. Still, I hold the dust of the feet of the sadhus on my head. Yesham amalangri rajaha aham kiritaihi bibharmi. I carry the dust of the feet of the sadhus. When such is my devotion towards the sadhus, who else can even try to misbehave with the sadhus? These dwarapalakas who have misbehaved with you are my servants. They have acted against my intentions due to ignorance and arrogance. As their master, I am responsible for their misbehavior. Therefore, I should have been punished. I should have been cursed by you. I should have taught them properly how to behave with sadhus. Since I have not taught them, I am responsible for this. Therefore, please punish me, and that will be prayaschitta for me. Please curse me. See what extent Bhagavan loves sadhus. what extent Bhagavan loves jnanis. It is not merely poetic. Bhagavan demonstrates all these ideas when he comes in the world. It is not merely poetic. He even goes for begging for the sake of a jnani. He was ready to go for begging. In Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's life, we find there is an incident wherein Swami Vivekananda's father passed away. So his family was in dire poverty. So Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna was recommending to someone to find out a suitable job for Swami Vivekananda. He is in poverty, please help like that. When he was recommending, Swami Vivekananda heard this. So he felt insulted because his poverty of his family is trumpeted. So he started scolding Bhagavan. So why you are trumpeting my poverty like that? Then Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna says, what to do, Naren? For your sake, I can go to house and beg for your sake. Ramayana and Bhagavata, we will come across lots of stories wherein Bhagavan expresses or demonstrates his love for sadhus. In the story of Ambarisha, we will come across Ambarisha was insulted by Durvasa Rishi. Here, Durvasa Rishi became a sinner, Ambarisha became sadhu. So sadhu doesn't mean only a person with uniform. Sadhu is a person who has wisdom and love for the Lord. So hearing the loving words, charming words, auspicious words of the Lord, Sanakadi Rishis released it, but at the same time they could not understand the true significance of the Lord's words. Neither they can accept them. How can sadhu will accept that Bhagavan holds his dust of the feet of the devotees? And in Krishna Avatara, this is demonstrated in Krishna Avatara also. So Bhagavan Krishna got a headache. All the doctors come and try to treat. Nothing happened. Finally, Uddhava asked, why this drama? Please tell, what is the medicine? So Bhagavan told, the medicine is, if the dust of the feet of the sadhus are applied on my head, headache will go. So Uddhava went to many sadhus and asked their dust. They asked, why you want dust? No, we want to apply as medicine on the forehead of the Krishna. Then the sadhus scolded. Don't you have buddhi? Are you mad or what? We are his devotees. How can you take our dust and apply on his forehead? Like that they scolded and sent. So he could not get. By the time, whenever the problem is not solvable, Narada Bhagavan will come. Narada Bhagavan is troubleshooter of our ancient culture. So he came, then he asked, what happened, Uddhava, like that. So Uddhava told, like this happened, what to do, 3 days over, lot of headache like that. Then Narada Bhagavan told, nobody will give you. Even Bhagavan's wives will not give you. So don't waste time, go to Vrindavan. Their gopikas will give you. Then Uddhava was not convinced. How wives of Bhagavan won't give? They are more or less friendly. There is no, what you call, devata, bhakta, bhavana. So they are in another relationship. How can they refuse? Let me go and ask Rukmini and Jambavati like that. When he went and asked, they simply nicely gave him scolding. Yeah, who will give dust? If it is applied on the Lord's forehead, his headache will go, but they will get sin. Nah? The person who gave the dust will get sin. So they refused to give. Finally, Uddhava went to Vrindavan and asked for this. As even he asked for this, all ladies ran away. Then Uddhava told, oh, here also the same story it seems. They ran away and they came back. When they came back, with wet feet they came back. So, because mud will stick to the feet. Then they gave, and the dust was one cart load of dust it seems. So, everybody was ready to give. Then Uddhava wondered, maybe these are all village ladies, they don't know about Papa, Punya, Shastra, nothing they know. So he asked, do you know this consequence of this act? Giving dust to the Lord, do you know what is the consequence? You will go, all will go to Naraka. Do you understand? Then they told, no, no, no problem. We know that. We will go to Naraka only. We know that. But still we want these things to be taken to Krishna so that he can be cured. It is enough that if he is cured, we are ready to even go to Naraka like that. So Bhagavan demonstrates these things. But here Sanakadi Rishis, they could not accept Lord's words are factual. They thought they are not eligible for such glorification. They were in doubt whether Bhagavan is glorifying or criticizing. Otherwise, how can the Lord, who is everything for the sadhus, can ask punishment from sadhus? How can the Lord put himself down and glorify the rishis? Slowly the rishis understood that there must be some planning for special leela, keeping our curse as a cause, Lord may be willing to perform some grand dramas. Otherwise, they thought, they introspected, how we who are wise men can get anger, and that too coming to Vaikuntha. In Bhuloka, people can be angry, and ordinary people only will be angry. In Bhuloka itself, wise men will not get anger. So we are wise men, and we have come to Vaikuntha also. Still we got anger. How? Like an ordinary, ignorant person, how we got anger? So there must be some reason. And when we ourselves get anger, what is the propriety in giving shapa to someone who had the idea of duality? The shapa was given to Dwarapalakas because they had the idea of fear and insecurity. So when we scold other person that you have fear and insecurity, therefore you are not eligible to live here, by scolding, what I have proved, I also have idea of duality and I also am not eligible to live or to come to the Vaikuntha Loka. So what right we have to curse Jaya and Vijaya? We curse them for their bhinna drishti, and we could scold them because we have bhinna drishti. I can get anger only when I have bhinna drishti. Bhinna drishti means what? Idea of duality. Somebody exists other than me. So all this is all confusion. If confusion happens to us, means there must be something behind this. Maybe Bhagavan is trying to do some leela. Thus, they wanted to know the entire script of the drama. So they expressed their willingness that we are ready to join with you. In your drama, we are ready to join with you. They say, Navayam Bhagavan Vidmaha Tavadeva Chikirshitam Kritome Anugrahaschete Yad Adhyakshaha Prabhashase. Adhyakshaha Prabhashase. You are Ishwaraha, you are the Lord of the entire creation. How can you ask Anugraha from us? You are going to give Anugraha, blessing to everyone, to the entire creation. You are the person who is authenticated to give blessings to all. How can you ask blessings from us? Oh Lord, we are puzzled to hear your request. We are not able to understand your words. You are the master of everything and you live in every living being. How can you ask our forgiveness and blessing as a favor from us? You are the only entity who has the power of blessing. Not only that, when there is no second thing at all, where is the question of asking blessing and giving blessing? All right, we got angry because of certain confusion. Confusion can happen to us. How confusion can happen to you? From your drishti, there should not be any second entity at all. Bhagavan should not have confusion, correct? What is the confusion? Having an idea that there are other living beings other than me is called confusion. So Bhagavan should not have this confusion. He must have the knowledge that everything in the creation is myself. When you have the idea that everything is myself, how can you ask for blessing? To forgive you, to bless you, we should be different from you. Since we are wise people, we know that we are one with you. How can we bless you? Then Bhagavan told, no, these are all philosophical angle. Paramarthika drishti. Your argument of being oneness is from paramarthika drishti. My asking a blessing is from vyavaharika drishti. From the vyavaharika drishti, I am Ishwaraha, you are sadhus. So therefore, I request the blessings of the sadhus. When Bhagavan told, Rishi says, Brahmanyasya param devam brahmanah kilate prabho vipranam deva devanam bhagavan atma devatam. From vyavaharika drishti also it is impossible to bless you. Why? Brahmanyasya te param devam brahmanah kila prabho. You are the Lord for the sadhus. You said that sadhus are your object of worship. Even from vyavaharika drishti, it cannot be a fact. What can be the fact? The fact is, you are object of worship for sadhus. Bhagavan told, sadhus are object of worship for me. What is the sadhus attitude? Bhagavan is the object of worship. Not only that, you are our innermost self. When we sadhus consider you as our innermost self, when we sadhus consider you as our object of worship, how can we give blessing to our object of worship? We can receive blessings from the object of worship. How can we give blessings to the object of worship? Have you ever imagined you go to temple? You go to temple. As even you go enter the temple, Bhagavan is smiling. And you go, hello Bhagavan, how are you? My blessings for you. I have come here to give my blessings for you. Can he say that? Can any devotee say? That's what Sanakadi Rishi say. So it is impossible for sadhus to bless you because we hold your holy feet. Because we hold your feet, people come to us asking for blessings and guidance. How can we bless you? When you are the source of our all honors, what type of honors we get? Even devatas come and honor us. When you are the source of all the honors we get, how can we bless you, O Lord? Tvattaha sanatano dharmaha rakshyate tanu besthava dharmasya paramo guhyo nirvikaro bhavan mataha. You are the source of Veda. All the Vedas have come. You are the source of Sanatana Dharmaha. You are the source of every spiritual knowledge in the creation. And you are the protector of all these things. You are the protector of Veda. You are the protector of Sanatana Dharma. You are the protector of spiritual knowledge. You are the eternal and changeless being. And you are the end of all spiritual journey. Taranti hyanjasa mrutyam nivrutta yad anugrahad yoginasya bhavan kinsvite anugrahyeta yad paraihi. Sadhus cross samsara, spiritual aspirants cross samsara, ocean of death, by your blessings. By serving you, by glorifying you, by singing your glories, by hearing your glories, by chanting your glories, sadhus get the wisdom. Being wise men, they cross the ocean of samsara with your blessings. So Bhagavan, kim side anugrahyete? How can you seek our blessing? We are seeking your blessing and we are crossing the ocean of death. How can you seek our blessing? Yastam vivikta charitair anuvartamanam natyadriyat param bhagavata prasangaha satvam dvijanupata punya rachah punitaha srivatsa lakshma kimaga bhagabhajanastvam. Tvam Parama Bhagavata Prasangaha. You are always attached to devotees who are wise men and saintly people. Because of this attachment with sadhus, you neglect even Mother Lakshmi also. Bhagavan told, I neglect Mother Lakshmi even though she clings to me. So same argument they have taken and say, why you neglect? Because of the attachment towards the sadhus. Even if she is engaged in your loving service, you neglect Sri Lakshmi because you are attached to sadhus. In this shloka, the commentator Sridhara Swami has brought a beautiful imaginary incident. It seems Lakshmi Devi got angry with Bhagavan Vishnu because all the time he doesn't see Lakshmi Devi's place where heart, okay, left side heart, Vakshasthala they call. Bhagavan's eyes, she wants to see Bhagavan's glance. Sitting there, she expects that Bhagavan will see now and then like that. But Bhagavan is seeing only down, like this, like this. So she got angry. It seems she thought at the feet of the Lord, Tulasi Devi was sitting. Tulasi Devi is another wife of the Lord. Okay. So she was sitting. Lakshmi thought, second wife is more attractive than me. Sapatni Virodha it is called. So all the time you are seeing her only, like that she thought. Then when she observed, Bhagavan was not seeing even Tulasi also, Tulasi Devi also. And he is seeing down, but he is not seeing Tulasi also. Tulasi Devi also is complaining, he is not seeing me at all, Lakshmi, does he sees you like that? Lakshmi Devi also, so now they became friend. Say, where is Kataksha goes? No, no, you see all these Dadiwalas are. All the sadhus, Dadiwalas are simply holding his feet. Therefore, all the time he is talking to them and spending entire energy to bless them like that. She complained. So, Mother Lakshmi might have observed that this discrimination towards her. What is the discrimination? He never cares for her, but all the time caring for sadhus and devotees. In order to get your attention, what happened? Oh Lord, she vacated her place. She thought, unless I join along with the sadhus, I will not get anything. So let me join with sadhus. Like that, she comes and tries to get your attention. And it happens in Leela Avataras, you know. Suddenly I remember a story of Namadeva. Bhagavan never bothers about wife. In Namadeva's life, Namadeva was a saint, a jnani, who lived in Pandharpur. Maharashtra, Kshetra it is. There, Bhagavan has name Panduranga. So, Rukmini Devi and Panduranga were there as devatas. So, during Namadeva's period, Bhagavan used to play with him daily. And that play will go singing, chanting, dancing, that will go up to midnight also. So Rukmini Devi will be waiting, 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 so Bhagavan will not come. And this side, Namadeva's wife also will be waiting, 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 Namadeva also will not come to house. Namadeva's singing was visible to entire society. But Bhagavan was dancing with Namadeva, was known only to Rukmini Devi. So this Namadeva's wife got irritated. What is this whole night? This fellow is jumping, 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 Panduranga Vitla. This Panduranga has spoiled my husband's mind. So what to do? Being a wife, I cannot go and scold him. So she went to Rukmini's Kshetra. There then she started scolding Rukmini Devi. Rukmini Devi, you don't know how to keep your husband under control. Because of which my husband also is spoiled. At least human beings we have certain restrictions. You don't have those restrictions. At least keep your husband in control. And all the time my husband is spoiled by your husband like that, she complained. Then Rukmini Devi said, actually, I wanted to come to your house and wanted to tell the same thing. Because I cannot control Bhagavan. You can control your husband. Like that, Bhagavan is partial towards sadhus. In Ramayana, there is a pratijna of Bhagavan to sadhus that before completion of Vanavasa, I will destroy all the Rakshasas who are giving disturbance to you. Like that, he gave pratijna. When sadhus went and showed that these Rakshasas catch hold of sadhus and eat, and this is the bone which was thrown by them, like that they showed a hillock of bones. Seeing that, Ramji got annoyed and agitated, knowing that Rakshasas are reason for this atrocity. So he gave a word to them, another 13 years are there, so I will manage to clear entire Rakshasa Vamsha without disturbing the Rishi Vamsha, like that. Hearing this, Sita Devi got bhaya, because another 13 years are there. We cannot antagonize the local people. Who are local people? Rakshasas are local people. It is their place. And we have come here as guests. So you cannot antagonize the local people and try to live peacefully. And we have come here to live peacefully. Why unnecessarily this man has given word to sadhus? And they have not come and disturbed us. Like that, Sitaji thought and gave advice also. See, you have come here to forest to live Vanavasa, to live Tapasvi life. While coming itself, I told, don't take this bow and arrow, because it is not useful. In Tapasvi life, it is not useful. So while coming itself, I told, don't take this. But you told, no, it is necessary, like that. You told, I thought, maybe for practicing purpose, it is necessary. Daily, Kshatriya should practice whatever vidya he has to practice. Otherwise, he will forget 14 years. He may forget. So I thought you have brought all these things for practicing purpose. Now I understood you are going to destroy entire Rakshasa Vamsha. What they did, they also part of the creation, and they also protected by the Lord only. Why you try to destroy them like that? Then Bhagavan Ramji says, one reason is I am Kshatriya. Whoever asking protection from me, I should protect. In that attempt, even if I am destroyed, I will not bother about that. Even if I die, I won't bother. Second reason is, these Rakshasas are doing atrocity towards the people who don't have any defense. Rishis are defenseless people. So when they ask for protection, I have to give. And moreover, I have come here to live a sadhu, tapasvi life, not as a sannyasi. I am not a sannyasi, I am grahastaha, I have brought you also. When I brought you, I have to bring weapon also. When family comes, defense comes. Defenselessness is only for sadhus who don't have family at all. And I am a family person and you are living with me. So how can you expect that I will be without any defense? So my arms are to protect the anathas, to protect the people who don't have any defense. And not only that, he says, Vaidehi, never think that I will go back from my words. The promise which was given to the sadhus are more precious than anything in the creation. I am ready to give up you, I am ready to give up Lakshmana, I am ready to give up my life itself for the sake of sadhus, like that. So many places, there is a partiality between the love towards Lakshmi and love towards the sadhus. So here the sadhus say, such is the love you have towards the sadhus. When you don't care for Lakshmi at all, how can you say you are blessed with Lakshmi's Aishwarya due to the service to the sadhus? Because in the previous shloka, yet sevaya na srihi viraktam api maam vijahati. I am blessed with such a powerful and glorious spouse called Lakshmi, and she is always clinging to me and serving me, even though I don't care for her. Now you all bless me like that, you say, na? that is impossible. Not only that, you are the embodiment of Vairagya. You are Bhagabhajanaha Tvam. You are embodiment of Ananta Kalyana Gunaha, embodiment of purity and Vairagya. Kimagha Dvijanu Pata Punya Rajah Punitaha. How can an embodiment of purity ask purity from sadhus? Bhagavan said, you please, all of you give your dust of the holy feet, your holy feet. I will put on my head. Therefore, I will be purified. How can an embodiment of purity ask purification from the sadhus? How can you seek the dust of the feet of sadhus to purify yourself? Where is the question of purifying yourself when you yourself are the embodiment of purity? How can you say that you got purity through sadhu sangha? Therefore, we are not able to understand the real meaning of your words. You might have glorified us for the sake of teaching the humanity how to respect sadhus. If Bhagavan doesn't teach, who will respect sadhus? Because world sees sadhus from the external standpoint. When the external society considers sadhu community either as idiots or as lazy fellows or as escapists, Bhagavan says, because of the sadhu community, I have all the glory. And this attitude is in order to teach the humanity how to respect sadhus. You have glorified sadhus. Here Sanakadi Rishi say, Tatte anabhishtamiva sattva vidhe vidhitso kshemam janaya nija shaktibhir udhrutare naitavata tayadipate bhada vishva bhartuhu tejaha kshatantu anavatasya sate vinodaha. Te vinodaha, it is all your leela. You are the source of Veda and Sanatana Dharma. And Sanatana Dharma is protected when sadhus are protected. How can you say Sanatana Dharma is protected when sadhus are protected? In Gita also Bhagavan says, Paritranaya sadhu naam aham sambhavami. In order to protect the sadhus, I am born. Why you want to protect the sadhus? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. Dharma rakshanartham sadhus should be protected. To protect the dharma, you have to protect sadhus. To protect science, what you have to do? You have to protect scientific community. Similarly, to protect dharma, you have to protect sadhus. Because like science is an abstract thing, similarly the values of life is an abstract thing. It belongs to an individual. So that individual is protected means that abstract thing is protected, that dharma is protected. So to protect the dharma, you want to protect the sadhus. In order to protect sadhus, you come now and then. In order to set an example to the world, you, the master of the whole universe, behave as though you are servant of the sadhus. Even though you behave as servant of the sadhus, O Lord, we never consider you as our servant. Even if you try to be servant to us, you can never lose your Ishwaratva. You don't lose your dignity, namely Ishwaratva. This statement is exemplified in Mahabharata. In our Yudhishthira's palace, when Yudhishthira did Rajasoya Yaga, each one was given one duty. Duryodhana was given treasury duty. And like that, each one was given one duty. They asked Bhagavan, what duty you want? We cannot provide you duty. Whatever duty you like, you please take. So Bhagavan told, I will do sadhu seva. I will receive all the sadhus and wash their feet, keep their shoes properly and do pada puja and feed them and take the uchishta leaf, take the leaves also, remains things like that. So they agree. So here Bhagavan was very much busy in receiving sadhus and doing pada puja, feeding them, taking care of them like that. In the Sabha, there was a question. At the end of the Rajasuya Yaga, one person has to be honored primarily. It is called Agra Puja. Entire honor of the entire celebration should go to one person. That person should be eligible person to receive this honor. So there the question came, whom to give this Agra Puja, whom to worship first? The Yajamana should worship the greatest person in that Sabha first as a thanksgiving. Yudhishthira should worship first. So Yudhishthira asked whom to worship first. He asked Bhishma whom to worship. Bhishmacharya told, what is this question? There is no need for question. Entire creation is taken care of by the Lord, and your Rajasuya Yaga also is taken care of by the Lord. So Yudhishthira asked, which Lord? Because varieties of Lords are there in the Sabha. Vyasacharya also was considered as Bhagavata Avatara. And Parasurama Rishi also is there. He also Bhagavata Avatara. Of course, our Krishna also is there, Avatara. Which Lord? Bhishmacharya told, for fulfillment of your desire, Rajasuya Yaga, Bhagavan Krishna was the cause. So call him and worship him, give him Agra Puja. So they were searching, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Krishna was very much busy in washing the feet of the Lord, feet of the sadhus, and doing Pada Puja. So service to the sadhus is to show to the world that I honored all the sadhus, therefore all the kings are honoring me now with Agra Puja. Because Rajasuya Yaga means what? Yudhishthira claims that I am the king of all kings. Emperorhood it is called. So all the kings should accept, either out of fear or out of love and respect. So those who have opposed should be conquered, and they accept compulsorily out of fear. Okay, because they are conquered already. So after getting everybody's approval, then only a person can do Rajasuya Yaga, and Yudhishthira was successful in performing that. And 2-3 people obstructed, Jarasandha and others, all were removed. Jarasandha was killed by Bhima with the help of the Lord. So here Bhagavan wants to show, I honor this Nishkinchanas. Nishkinchanas means what? Beggars. I honor these sadhus who don't have any external wealth. Therefore only I am honored by the kings who have lots of wealth. So all these are all your Leela in order to teach humanity. Te vinodaha. Therefore, O Lord, we request you to allow us also to join in your Leela. Bhagavan was very much happy because the Sanakad Rishis understood the purpose of entire glorification. So, Bhagavan says, I have already appointed you as my participants in my Leela. How can you say that you have given a role for us in your Leela already? Bhagavan says, I have given role in my Leela already. How can you say? Bhagavan says, Shapo Mayaiva Nimitaha. The very fact you got anger, na? That was the appointment letter. Because you got anger, you have given curse. To fulfill that curse, these fellows have to be born in lower regions. And when they surrender to you, you give blessings also. What blessing? They will not forget me, and they will be killed by me. So to kill them, I have to burn. Otherwise, how jnanis like you, who have conquered desire and anger, can get anger, and that too even in my Vaikuntha Loka? How can you curse my attendants? One idea is, it is impossible to get angry. Sthana Mahima is there. Jnana Mahima is there. As Jnanis, you have conquered the anger. And Sthana Mahima, in Vaikuntha, nobody gets anger. But you got anger. And that too, even if you get angry, you can curse someone, ordinary person. And you cursed my personal attendants. Is it a joke to be personal attendants to me? And they are not ordinary people. They are my devotees. They are also my devotees only. They are not adharmikas. But you curse them also. And they also being devotees, they should have understood the glory of the sadhus and they should have allowed you to see me, you to have my darshan. But they obstructed. So I entered in them as Antaryami and confused their mind. And I entered in your mind also as Antaryami and confused your mind. So I have already given the role for you and to the Dwarapalakas also in my future drama. In my future Leela, I have given role to you and the Dwarapalakas. Then sadhus asked, what Leela it is? They asked, what is the Leela, please? Manuscript, please show us manuscript. Then Bhagavan told, they will be born as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, Ravana and Kumbhakarna, Shishupala and Dantavatra in 3 janmas. And they will be always devoted to me by Vairi Bhakti. Vairi Bhakti means what? Antagonizing devotion. Devotion through antagonism. Their mind will be always attached to me and they will consider me as enemies. And I will take birth in order to kill them and bring them back to me. So 4 avatars are the result of this particular curse. What are they? Varaha avatara, Nrisimha avatara, Rama avatara, Krishna avatara. What a powerful curse it is, you see. Because of one statement of Rishi is 4 avatars. And Rama avatara means we got Ramayana. Krishna avatara means we got Mahabharata and Bhagavatam. So lots of teaching for the spiritual seekers and the future humanity. In this way, even the anger of Sanakadi Rishis became the blessings to the humanity. When generally ordinary person hears all these stories, that Sanakadi Rishis got angry and Rishis give generally shapa like that. They ask, why can't I be? We are ignorant people. So we are living in living amidst the selfish people who always, what you call, try to hurt us. If we get anger, you sadhus tell, don't get anger. But the sadhu community, and that too, leader of sadhu community, Sanakadi Rishis, they themselves got anger. Why can't we get anger? The answer is, Sanakadi Rishis' anger led to 4 avatars. They got angry, therefore Bhagavan came to world with 4 avatars. Your anger, what is the benefit you take? When your wife gives coffee and you get angry because sugar is less, so you get angry, what will happen? What you will do by anger? I will not take this coffee like that, you'll go. You will go without coffee, that's all. There is no benefit for your anger. Parashara Rishi was there. He got a desire for progeny. His desire for progeny led to Vyasa Avatara. Vyasa was born for that desire. And Sanakadi Rishi's anger led to Ramayana, Mahabharata and Bhagavata, the scriptures. So there is no benefit if an ignorant person gets anger and desires. But if a wise man gets anger and desire, there is lots of benefit. So the teaching is, whether you get anger and desire or not, whether you have desire or you get anger or not, get Atma Jnanam first. If you get Atma Jnanam, you will be generally without desire and anger. Even if you get desire and anger, that will lead to Loka Kalyana, that will lead to blessings to the humanity. So with this, the story of origin of Hiranyaksha is over. Why the story of Sanakadi Rishis came? Because Hiranyaksha was killed by Varaha Avatara, and Vidura asked how Hiranya got such a power even to challenge the Lord and fight with the Lord. Then Maitreya Rishi told, this is not ordinary power. These are all drama script. So they came along with the entire script. So they are like this Leela Patras, entire Asura, all the Asuras are Leela Patras of the Lord, like that the story came. Then next story will be story of Kardama Prajapati, which we will see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। तदेव रम्यं रुचिरं नवं नवं तदेव शश्वन् मनसो महोत्सवं तदेव शोकार्णव शोचनं नृणां यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोनुगीयते। गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविंदा गोविंदा।